Then you got somebody here that is here before in order where you're not too bad, or your family. But a lot of people that, you know, want to go back in that, they haven't got any family here. Or if you got just a mother, but in no time I had cousins coming here. And like I said, my sisters, it was four big when my mom left home, and all four of them came down, one after the other.
So just continuing on with that, for someone who would have come over and been here alone, can you describe the reality of that existence?
When my mom first came, she was like that, because it was only her and my cousin, to call her aunt, but he was up nearly her age up in there. So there was them people they know from back home. So she wasn't too bad. But she was just working, because she wanted to get my dad over, and she wanted to get the kids over. So it wasn't too bad. I don't think it was too bad for us. Our housing was the worst thing. Because you go at people and they say, I don't want any Irish, no black, and no kids, and no radiogram. You know, they love the radiogram in them days. The black people like that, we call it blue spot. Mm-hmm. They like that. I mean, it was a good bit of furniture. Mm-hmm. You know, they like the kids to be that. So people didn't want that in their house because they keep too much noise. Well, because they did keep noise with them, some people. Because they keep, you know, it was like these big speakers here, but it was like a bit of furniture. It was like a cabin of the blue spot. You know, nice piece of furniture, mahogany furniture. And it had one spot this side for putting records. So, you know, you had them big records and everything. It had another thing, they had drawers at the bottom, but it made a good beat. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the speakers was in it. They didn't have no speakers off. Because when my dad died, remember he left one in the front room, but I'll give it to the console.
But also, you could play, he had this thing, a record player would come out.
Yeah,
bring it out,
record.
And you could put like 10 records on the top, and it would drop down each one on top of each other and just kind of like play. Mm-hmm. So when it finished, when it come to the end, the next one would drop down.
Yeah, but a lot of them had a lot of records on them.
Okay, yeah. Part of life as well, because it's one of the only things you
that's
could
all read. You had, like, weekend or so, you would, somebody would have a dance if they own a house, not the room. The room you just have, like, you go to visit people, because we used to go out Pallington to visit people, because the people you knew was all over the place. You had been living in Reading, Birmingham. You had family in Birmingham, so you would go now and then. But mostly weekend, you would catch a train and you go to Pallington, because we was near to Kennington. So you catch a train at Kennington, change, you go to Pallington to visit people, you go all over the place. And there was a lot of excursion, going to different seasides on Saturdays. And sometimes if you get them on Sundays, if you didn't go to church, you could go up to one on Sunday. There was a lot of activity because you didn't have television either. You had television. The first television we had was my cousin, and it was only BBC, because it was only BBC then, and it was a, is it? I got a 12-inch or something, or a small, little thing. So if you can imagine if you're in a big room in a little telly, you've got to gather around. Yeah, because the first film I saw on one of them telly was the lady, something, had a flyer with Janet Leigh. I always remember that because that's the first film I see on the television here on BBC. You know, but it was a mostly radio. And I mean, we made the most of what we had, because you didn't know any Caribbean station. You know, you had some radios, you could have got Caribbean station on.
Being broadcast from the Caribbean, actually,
yes,
picking it up,
yes,
right?
Yes, because you had to have an aerial, put an aerial on it in that, and to get it. Yeah, they had certain radios, you could have got Caribbean, but it was far in between.
Mm.
No, but like I said, the people was buying records. I mean, the people that sold records and that there was in the money then, because people used to buy tons and tons of records. You know, when they go like to somebody got a party this weekend, they carry there some record. They said, well, bring some of your record from home. You mark your name on it. And yet, when you're coming back, you can't have 10, you only got 6. They can't find the other 4. But they hide them so they will have them for themselves. It was always going on. You know, it was, you know, no matter how you print your name in them, because unless you keep your eye on them and you go there when they play them and you let them play them and then you tell them, oh, I want another play if it's a good record, and then that's how you lose them. But they had tons and tons of record. That's all they had to look forward to, really. We had to go to the market because they're telling we didn't have nowhere else to go.
Well, so food, on that note, while if within that, talk to me about, because that's another thing.
Food we did, when we first came here, we had to go to, we didn't know Brixton, but we used to live in Peckham, off Queens Road, and we had to go to Shepherd Bush. Shepherd Bush was, if you want black people food, you had to go to Shepherd Bush. Well, my mom was dealing with a shop in Peckham, and she said to the man, you know, like what rum she get from Barbados and all that, and the man said when he go back to some market, he would try and see what he could get in for the West Indies. And he did after a time, he was selling some all sorts of West Indian things. But you know, it wouldn't have been as cheap as going to, but it was near. But then we realized that Brixton was there. So we used to go to Brixton. That time Brixton was carrying a sphere, you know. So it was Shepherd Bush or Brixton. All when we want things for here and that, it was always Shepherd Bush. Oh, Brixton, we ain't had no big choice. Well, my mother found it before we come here, then they had it, you know. It's just the distance to go. Because, you know, Shepherd Bush is a good distance from Peckham.
Yeah.
And then those, how the buses run, it wasn't like now. You jump on one and the next. You have to wait till that bus come, catch it. Go and wait till it's coming back. So, you know, it was a good time out. But we done the best we could.